Hi, I'm Willoughby from Indy 102.3. Joined today, my heart is fluttering actually because we're joined today by Genesis Owusu. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for
joining us. This has been a long time coming because, you have toured before and we had something scheduled, something planned. I guess it was canceled though, the last time you were supposed to come here. So, and you made a special trip just to visit with us. So
I did.
Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
And if I fanboy out, just bear with me for a minute because ever since we first heard your music, it's been nonstop and you've been putting out record after record after record. And thank you for that.
My pleasure.
For some amazing music. So let's start from the beginning. You're originally from Ghana.
That's right.
And born and raised in Australia.
Yep.
What's it like? I mean, were you doing music when you were younger in Ghana and then Australia?
Well, I came to Australia when I was like 3 years old.
So you're already a professional.
Yeah, it's just a bit of like goo goo gaga. But no, I started music as a hobby maybe around like 14. So
like 2 years ago.
Yeah, something like that, you know. Like, don't crack. Around age 14, so I would have been in, what, like 8th grade or something like that.
The interesting thing about your music, and I'm wondering if it's because you're from Australia, it's a very interesting genre of hip-hop that it's not like American hip-hop. Is the hip hop scene in Australia that different? Because your music is so far away from the hip hop that we grew up with here in the US. You bring a whole different, fresh aspect to the genre. What can you tell us about how your music evolved?
Well, thank you, first of all. Australian hip hop is pretty different from American hip hop. But then my music is also pretty different from the rest of Australian hip hop. I think my music just came to be as some strange Frankenstein amalgamation of all the things that I was surrounded with when I was younger. Musically, my family was quite eclectic in their tastes. Like everyone kind of had their own vibe. My older brother was really into, when he was younger, really into like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Rage Against the Machine. But my mom was like the leader of her church's gospel choir. So she was listening to the gospel music. And we just immigrated from Ghana. So a lot of Ghanaian high life music. My dad was really into like visual art. So like anything with an interesting album cover, even if he didn't know what music was on it, he'd just buy the CD and spin it throughout the house.
Oh, that's great to have that kind of support in the family.
So I was the youngest one and I was kind of just like the converging point of all of these different musical foundations, I suppose.
Thought I was living a lie, wasn't feeling it right. Always thought I was living a lie. Put my hand up on my heart, I beat my chest. The chaos moving down and down, seeping my flesh. The obstacles won't block my path. I see the test. They can try and swap me down. Boy, I'm the best. Don't need know what you see from the outside. You can run, God laughs with his mouth wide. I won't die on my knees, though my hands tied. In the end, it's a roach versus a landslide. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. Leaving the line. Always thought I was living a lie. Wasn't feeling it right. Always thought I was living a lie. Living a lie. Always thought I was living a lie. Wasn't feeling it right. Always thought the best is always on the move. I ain't vanished. Push me with your holy hell. I feel no damage. I could never stop my path despite the panic. The planet that might be burning down. You know I manage Green Hills, I can see them smoking. Big smile as the flames approaching. I'm a beast, I can feel them poaching. Stop me down, but a roach keeps roaching. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me. I better run, there's a God, and he's coming for me, leaving the line.
Well, you actually started in music with your brother, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What was that like working with your brother, and why is he no longer part of what you do?
Well, we're just doing our own thing, but yeah. It was like, what was it like? He wore me down, honestly. I wouldn't be doing music if it wasn't for him, though. He like I said, he started mainly in the rock space, and discovered hip-hop when he was probably in like 7th, 8th grade. Turned our family's like computer room into his own personal studio, started being a producer. I was the younger brother trying to stay out of the older brother's shadow. So, you know, he was making music. I swore against it. I was like, no, that's not my path.
How did it become your path?
Yeah, he'd just be producing, and it was literally inescapable. We're in the same house, and I got this really terrible MP3 player for Christmas one day. It was probably like $15, and one day he just put one of his beats on that MP3 player, and I was in a public bathroom doing my business, and it came on shuffle, and I wrote my first verse in that public bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
You wrote your first verse in the men's room.
Yeah, that's right. And then we just started making music together, me and my brother. He still makes music, but he's more on the audio engineering side right now, producing and recording.
Do you ever go back to that men's room and record there?
No, never. I should. It should
it's
be
historic.
Like... historic. Yeah, yeah. We should like tape
there
it
should
up
be a plaque definitely. Like right above maybe the stall
where you were.
This is where it all started for Genesis Owusu.
Make it into like a museum or something.
Yeah. What was it in a restaurant or hotel?
It was in the building that my mom's church was in.
Really?
Yes.
So it's still there?
It's still there.
Okay, we have to get a plaque. Yeah. We have to get a plaque up there in the church.
Please.
I think it would help the church too. Yeah. Tell me about your family. Were they surprised? Were they, or they knew this was going to happen? Like, was it, obviously you have their support with your brother doing music before you, but were they shocked when your career took off?
Maybe. I'm not really too sure, honestly. I do know that my dad specifically has always been like my biggest fan. Like, he will send me articles and interviews about me before I see it. Like, I remember one time he sent me this link to this Hungarian radio station because they mentioned my name this one time, and he sent me like the timestamp.
Really?
Like, how are you even finding this? Uh-huh. But yeah, so I'm not sure how shocked they were, but obviously, yeah, very, very supportive.
So dad could be your publicist now.
Definitely. He keeps saying that. Like, yeah. I should put him on the payroll, honestly.
There you go. Yeah. He's got the scrapbook that he's saving everything.
Yeah.
That someday you will look back on this and go, oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
So thanks to dad for...
Shout out.
...for being there in the early years.
but it's alright today. It's better out here than the hell where I stay. I say my feelings start to wobble when I stare at I'm fighting through life, I have no boop, 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 boop. I punch my way through hell, what other choice can I choose? The puppet strings tug from my head to my toes. I said the world is getting salty, that's the way that it goes. It's Sodom and Gomorrah, Vogue, strike a pose. My way through demons, mama told me give them hell. Dancing in the darkness, I'm the boy inside the well. Grab, grab, grab for any piece of my part. Stab, 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 there goes the. Bump that thing right back, cause damn, what else can I do? I can wait here for Godot or pick my legs up and move. They only let me whimper when I'm crying to a groove. It's a Wild West, baby. Life's a saloon. Burn the clock, I'm trying to fight the time. Burn the clock, I'm trying to fight the time. Time, I.
This is still early in your career. This is, what number tour is this again here in the U.S.?
This is my second headline tour.
Second headline tour. And before that, when your first time here, you were supporting?
The last time I was here, I was supporting Paramore.
That's right, Paramore. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
But you didn't play here in Denver
with
Paramore. I wish you would have. But
yeah, me too.
And I do remember there was another support tour. And I think the tour was canceled because we were supposed to have you in here.
Mm. I've done a few supports. I did Glass Animals.
Ah.
But that was just like three shows.
Tour, yeah.
That was fun.
Big sold out shows, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what's in store for you now.
Yeah.
So
fingers crossed.
I don't know if it's magic, or if it's voodoo or whatever, but you're playing Globe Hall here in Denver, and in my opinion, you know, I love the venue. You're going to love the venue as well, but in my opinion, it's an underplay for you because you have so much support on so many radio stations here in Colorado that I was like, I think you should be playing a much larger venue. But here's the thing, that the last time I saw an artist play Globe Hall as an underplay, they were on their way up.
Mm-hmm.
The trajectory was happening about the same as it is for you right now. And I'm referring to the Black Pumas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I saw them in Globe Hall, and literally 3-4 weeks later, they won a bunch of Grammy Awards. And then they performed on the Grammys, and now they're playing massive headlining tours. So
shout out Globe Hall.
Yeah, so that's next for you.
Lucky charm. All right, bet.
We have high hopes for you. Tell us about your new record, because we have been... How do I say? We were salivating, waiting for this record because we had been playing your music from the very first track that we got. Mm-hmm. And when we first heard your, how do I put it? Your squeals, your grunts, your presentation is very original. And the first time we heard it in a music meeting, we're all looking at each other, going, what is this? This needs to be on the radio now. And you have been putting music out steadily, which is great. And now you have like this amazing album. Tell us about like the growth to this point with this album.
Yeah, I mean, I think with all my music, it feels like a snapshot in time, I suppose. Like listening to this album versus the first album is kind of like going through old school photos, and like the first one was pre-puberty. And
from your dad, your dad's
from my dad's scrapbook. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it just really captures just points in time and emotions and events that were going on during each time. But this album specifically, it's a concept album. It's a celebration of the stubbornness of the human will to survive in all through all obstacles, characterized by a story about a roach that runs and runs and runs, trying not to get stepped on by God. It's an absurdist tale, influenced by Kafka, by Samuel Beckett, Waiting for Godot. It was really influenced by, you know, these past few years, COVID, you know, we had these crazy bushfires in Australia. Mm. My house almost burnt down.
Really?
You know, every day I'm able to like go on TikTok and see like a war live streamed like while I'm in my bed. And it's all very chaotic and absurd. And I feel like it's really cemented how, you know, kind of out of control we all are in the grand scheme of things, and it can make us seem quite small. But I think it's also quite crazy that throughout all this, we're able to just kind of like almost dust it off in a sense and like keep on moving and making it to tomorrow. I think it's like a really absurd strength in ourselves that we don't recognize. So I made an album about it.
Well, I think the description of your music, I think the word chaotic comes to mind.
Definitely.
It is quite chaotic, yet it is also focused at the same time that it's chaotic. Mm. It has an energy. It has, and your passion comes through every word. And
I appreciate that.
And the tracks. I mean, it just sucks you in and draws you in that you, it's almost like it's a car accident. You have to look. You can't turn away because the music is just hitting you so hard in the face. So, thank you for thank you for bringing the world to a whole new place and keeping the world order.
Wow,
as it were.
High praise. Thank you.
No, high praise is due because you are such an unusual artist in this time. I think you've reinvented hip hop in a way that there's going to be copycats, I'm sure, as there always are. Mm. But you know, growing up around American hip hop, every once in a while there would be something, there would be an artist that would be really original and doing something that nobody else did, you know. Mm. There's a whole long list, but you are now leading this new, I don't know what to call it. It's a whole new genre. And I totally am immersed in following your music, and I know a lot of people will as well. What are you looking forward to next in your career? Because you're just right there at the cusp of exploding.
Man, I don't know. Just like the roach, I've just been sprinting. Just one day at a time, one step at a time. What comes will come. And just learning to take what does come with a smile, with a grain of salt, and just appreciating the peaks and the valleys. So I don't have too much of a plan. I don't have too much of like a grand vision as to, you know, what's going to happen. But whatever does happen, I'll grab it with both hands and make it mine.
Well, you're in the music business. You're very young, and you're in the music business at a time that things are tough in the business. And as the Roach, to find those pathways, especially when they're being blocked, you're doing all right so far.
Yeah,
getting past the gatekeepers, first of all, those who control the music business, but it's radio people, similar-minded thinking radio stations like Indie 102.3 that have discovered you and realize what you bring to this industry. So we see a bright future for you, for sure. And I gotta
appreciate it.
I wish you amazing luck. Can't wait to see your next show. I'll be right up there in the front.
Amazing. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Thank you so much for the
Genesis
love and
Wusu joining us on Indie 102.3. Thank you.
Appreciate it. My pleasure.
Cheers.
Come and kiss me. I'm a bastard. I'm a roach that a god is coming after. Just a vessel for a natural disaster. A demise is running better, run faster. If you feel me now, then I feel the crowd. Got a brand new crowd coming through. Now we feel the ground. If you kill me now, you gon' deal with roach number two. Stay blessed, stay blessed. You're killing me dead, my flesh be charcoal. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I done been a damn best, now watch me sparkle. Stay blessed, stay blessed. You're killing me dead, my flesh be charcoal. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I done been a damn best now. No knowing. When you're going through hell, you just keep going. Your reality is showing. Hold a cross, I don't plan to be a martyr for no one. I'm a muck and that's okay. This world absurd till we pass away. This globe don't hinge on morality. You here, I'm here, didn't earn this mortality. Stay blessed, stay blessed. You're killing me dead, my flesh be charcoal. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I done been a damn best, now watch me sparkle. Stay blessed, stay blessed. You're killing me dead, my flesh be charcoal. Stay blessed, stay blessed. I done been a damn best now.